6 minutes past eight, and Lisa Pereira has another look at what it says in today's newspapers.
There are dramatic photos in the Irish Sun, the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror of Iran's bombing raid last night on a US airbase in Qatar. But because events have been moving so fast, the newsiest headlines in this morning's paper cover local issues. The Irish Independent leads with what it calls a breakthrough deal, which the HSC has reached with unions to cut trolley overcrowding. The report says the agreement will see senior consultants and, crucially, social workers, administrative staff and therapists being rostered on weekends. It would mean hospitals would no longer be confined to providing routine care during weekdays and between office hours. Northside residents in Cork get harsher sentences, says the headline on the front of today's Irish Examiner. It's day two of a three-day series by Owen English, looking at more than 1,400 reports from the city's courts. The investigation shows that people with an address on the north side of Cork City receive longer sentences on average than those from the south side. The paper says it raises fresh concerns about the ongoing socio-economic divide, despite decades of investment. And there are plenty of details on those sentences and the crimes for which they were handed down in both the Echo and the Examiner. The Irish Times is writing about crime too, specifically gun crime. Conor Lally reports that gun attacks in the Republic have plummeted to record lows and are now happening so rarely that they don't meet the threshold for official data. The HSC told the paper that because the number of people injured in gun assaults last year was five or lower, it would not supply details. This was to safeguard the privacy of those treated after being wounded. The Irish News carries a striking front page photograph showing rows of teenagers in their school uniforms carrying posters of white crosses. A girl in the front and one behind are wiping tears from their eyes. The picture is from last year's Enough is Enough campaign to highlight deaths on the A5 motorway. The accompanying article expresses frustration at yesterday's court decision that the upgrade of what it calls one of the most dangerous roads in Ireland cannot go ahead. That story is also on the front of the Belfast Telegraph, where Marie O'Brien, whose teenage daughter Cuiva died in a crash on the A5 in 2016, is quoted as saying more lives will be lost due to the decision. The paper notes it was something even the judge acknowledged. Back to events in the Middle East, UCD Assistant Professor Edward Burke is writing in the Examiner about the implications for the rest of the world, specifically Europe. He notes that Donald Trump did not consult the UN Security Council or get approval from Congress before he launched military strikes against three nuclear sites in Iran. The US will not be bound by international law for the foreseeable future, he writes, concluding, "This is a path to global anarchy." The headline over that piece is, "Trump's Iranian gamble leaves Europe exposed and vulnerable."